Chapter 4. There were plenty of bad news LaRues stirring shit up on the streets of Harlem, but only a handful of the half-hungover ones had come out to the Three Brothers funeral home to see my mama put in the ground. I was sitting in the front pew between Granny and one of my half-blind uncles, and the skinny black preacher who had come with the one-price-fits-all funeral package was standing up front talking about my mama like they went way back and had been tight-running buddies from the cradle.
"Jude Jackson was a saintly woman."
He stood up there and lied like a motherfucker as everybody looked around to make sure they was at the right funeral.
"A woman who lived her life like she knew God."
I ignored all that bullshit yang coming out of his mouth as I sat there, staring at my mama's stiff-looking body while some spooky-ass organ music played over the speakers. The little chapel where they had laid mama out was so empty, it felt like the chill coming off of her body was keeping the whole room cool. Even though only a few people were sitting around, slumped in the pews today, almost the whole damn family had shown up last night when Granny threw a card party and a big-ass fish fry and called it a wake for Mama. Granny had charged $5 a head for a plate of fried porgies and a scoop of potato salad, and she tacked on $3 if you wanted a shot of cheap liquor to go along with it. All the money she raked in was supposed to come to me, so I could finish paying the funeral home and square up with the car service for the limousine I had rented for the close family. Aunt Bibby had passed around her pimped-out Kangol and told everybody to dig deep down in their bras, socks, and drawers and be sure to come out with a couple of dollars to help me send my mama off right. Shit. That sweaty-ass hat had gone around the room about 3 damn times, and I could have sworn I saw mad, slick-fisted LaRues drop a dollar bill in and then skim out a couple of fives. By the time Aunt Bibby's Kangol got back across the room where I was sitting, there wasn't but 16 $1 bills left in that sucker and 3 gooey stuck-together pennies. I still had me a little pocket change because Uncle Shug had torn me off 10 G's before I left Texas, but it cost real big guap to bury somebody.